Silvana DeFaria, she thought she had it all. Until one fateful day, when a conversation with a stranger changed everything. Snap judgment.
It was the fall of 1990, Paris, France. A huge storm was raging, and Silvana, who lived on the outskirts of the city, rushed to get to Charles de Gaulle Airport in time. Her parents were flying in from Brazil, and she didn't want to, as usual, be late. When she finally gets there, the airport is packed with stranded people.
I looked for a place to sit, and I found an empty chair, and I sat, and I saw this man. I just said bonjour, and he smiled. And I remember I looked to him, to his teeth, because I'm obsessed with teeth. I thought, wow, he has wonderful teeth. He has manicured nails. He must love himself. And I love people who love themselves. He looked like a gentleman. That's it. He looked like a gentleman.
The man was a mature gentleman, probably in his early 60s. And he was staring at Silvana.
And I look at him and say, why are you staring at me? Oh, I'm not. I say, you are. And I thought, oh, Silvana, stop. And he said, no, I'm just, where are you from? The first thing he asked me. And I said, and you, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Colombia. Wow, you are neighbors. I'm from Brazil. What are you doing in Paris? And he said, oh, I'm a journalist. And you? So I didn't want to tell I was an actress. So at the beginning, I started to say, oh, I'm here to wait for my parents. I noticed he was staring at me. I didn't like it at the beginning. I just said, why he's staring at me? He was paying attention to me in a certain way. At the first second, I didn't feel comfortable. He was looking to my shoes, my legs, my hands. I just told him, look, I'm not a prostitute. He said, why are you saying that? I didn't say you were. I tell you something. As soon as you say you are Brazilian, they think you are a travesti, they think you are a prostitute. And he said, I didn't think that at all. And I said, yeah, I think you did because I can read your thoughts. And he started to laugh. And then I felt more comfortable.
The man asked Silvana if she's seen any good films lately. Actually, she just watched one, based on a story by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. She was the only person in the movie theater.
It's absolutely horrible, the film. And he looked at me and said, why did you not like? I said, I hate it. I didn't read the book. I said, I didn't read the novel. But, you know, it's very hard to do adaptation from Gabriel Garcia Marquez. The guy must be a genius to have a film done by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And he was looking at me, you know, and I'm talking about details about the film, about what I like, what I didn't like.
She noticed the man kind of taken aback by her comments, but his interest in her only seemed to grow.
I opened my bag and I said, look, it's my pill time now. Do you want to take a pill? He said, no. What is this about? And I said, look, I had a car accident, in the beginning of the year.
It was a near-fatal accident, she told him. For months, she couldn't step inside a car out of fear, and then ended up in a therapist's office. Turning to the stranger, she pointed to each little tablet in her pill box.
This one is to sleep. This one is to wake up. This one is to have a poo. This one is to not have a poo. This one is to make love. This one is to not make love. This one is to not miss Brazil. This one is when I want to miss Brazil. I have a pill for everything. And he was laughing. He was nearly in tears. So they think I'm crazy. And he said, no, I don't think you are crazy. No. Carry on. Why do you take pills? And I said, because I love them. And I told him, look, I have so many stories that you can write a book. And he laughed too.
Silvana told him that when she was 22, she bought a one-way ticket to Paris, her dream to become a history professor. But it got too expensive to study, so she took to modeling and acting.
I just say the truth. I say, look, I am living a dream, but I am just the girl who came from the Amazon and I'm here. I was quite a loss of identity. He said, are you happy here? And I didn't know. And I said, look, the only way to stay in this country is if you are in love. And he said, with France? And I said, no, of course not only France. With a man, of course a man. I fell in love at first sight. And this is the only reason I stay in Paris. It's the only way, because sometimes it's hard.
She told him about her passionate yet turbulent relationship with her fiancé, this French film director. He recently gave her a parrot named Antoine, you know, so she wouldn't miss Brazil so much.
I started to laugh and say, can you believe a parrot in a cage? But of course, I never leave the parrot in a cage. I opened the cage so he everywhere, making my partner crazy because the parrot goes and starts to bite the furniture. And during the night, my partner arrives, he puts it on the cage. And I have a few friends I kept from when I was a student. And when they visit me, especially one of them says, Silvana, you see Antoine, the parrot, is you inside the cage. We live like in a golden cage. And I told him that, I think I nearly cried. And he said, you were sad. I said, no, I'm not sad. How can I be sad? I'm very happy. I tried my best to show him I was happy, but I was not. I was very emotional and I was really thinking about what I was saying. And then I felt him very close to me. It's like we forgot time, we forgot the place where we were. It was very intense. But there was a moment I felt curious why he wants to know about me. So what he wants from me? I'm no one. I am nobody. But I looked at him and I said, it is funny. I have a feeling I know this man. It was me now who started to stare on him. He was embarrassed. He said, why are you looking? And I look and I say, I know you. I know you! Shh, quiet. What are you screaming? What? What are you talking about? You are Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And I stand up to leave. And he stopped me. He said, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I'm leaving you. And he said, why? Because you lied to me. He said, no, I didn't lie. You didn't tell me who you were, and I know you are, because my mom gave me Love in the Times of Cholera. And there was a picture of you in the back. It's you! I felt betrayed. I felt, why he didn't tell me it was him? I spent my whole day talking to him. He asked me 100 questions. I was angry. And it's crazy, but that moment happened that my parents were coming. I saw my mom and he held me. He was literally holding my arm. And I didn't know what to do. And I said, goodbye. He looked straight away into my eyes. He looked at me, he said, for you, I'm Gabo. And he wrote down his name and his address. You lied to me. How can I be sure this is your address? Maybe it's a fake address. Please write me. I want you to write me, please. So I looked at him and said, only if you write me a story. And then I said, no, I cannot take a piece of him like that. his Gabriel Garcia Marquez, for God's sake. And he told me, yes, I will. And I said, I have to go. I wanted to go. I want to disappear. So I walked towards my parents. And I was near the gate. I heard him. He came towards me again. And he said, I don't know your name. You are never going to know my name. Did you tell me yours? When I read that Gabriel Garcia Marquez passed away, the first reaction I had was tears because I felt so sad.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the Nobel Prize-winning author, passed away recently. He was 87. Silvana, now a grandmother living in London, still holds on to the piece of paper with his address and phone number.
I never call him. Why? Why never call him? I think I had intention, but something stopped me. I think I was scared to call him.
Silvana started poking around the internet to see if she could find a photo of him from that time long ago.
And what I found was the story, the novel, Sleeping Beauty at the Plane. I was curious and I printed and I read in French, English, Portuguese. And I couldn't believe.
She was dressed with subtle taste. A lynx jacket, a raw silk blouse with delicate flowers, natural linen trousers, and shoes with a narrow stripe the color of bougainvillea.
He described her wearing a silk top and a leather jacket. He described exactly the clothes I was wearing. It's too much coincidence.
She placed a cosmetics case with copper corners, like a grandmother's trunk, on her lap, and took two golden pills from a box that contained others of various colors.
So I go farther. I read, and he talks about love at first sight.
By way of an excuse, I asked her if she believed in love at first sight. Of course, she said. The other kinds are impossible.
It was like a flashback. And little by little, I was very moved. I just felt like he was just next to me. It's very odd. I just felt him talking.
But it's fiction. Marquez changes the story. He and the beautiful woman never exchange a word. They simply sit next to each other on a red eye to New York. She sleeps the whole way and he sits by, willing her to wake up so they can talk. When she finally does, it's too late. The plane has landed.
Then she put on her lynx jacket, almost stepped over me with a conventional excuse in pure Latin American Spanish, left without even saying goodbye, and disappeared into the sun of today.
In the Amazon jungle of New York. I was lost. I just cried.
Thank you, Silvana, for sharing your story. For more details about that day and everything else Silvana and Marquez chatted about, check out Nicholas Shakespeare's Newsweek article from our website, snapjudgment.org. That story is produced by Nancy Lopez, with sound design by Pat the CD Miller.